blowing diagonally across the outfield from the left field corner to the right field corner. It may hold balls up that are hit good to left field, but it might help balls that are hit to right center. Here's the pitch, and Stewart lines a hit to left field on the first pitch. Over picking it up is Bob Taylor out there, and Stewart holds up with a single. He didn't wait long. He was up there swinging, and he lined 53 with one home run and 10 RBIs. Cubs have now won 3 and lost 3 on this road trip. At Milwaukee over the weekend, they won 2 out of 3. But here they've won only 1 out of 3 against the Mets, who are in last place. The stretch by Wakefield, and the pitch to Lou Brock. He swings and a double play ball is bounced out to Hunt. Here's the throw to second base out. No relay, though. It's a force out of Stewart. Hunt to McMillan at second base. 15 home runs, 32 RBIs. Pretty good crowd. They're still coming in. Nice to see day baseball again. After a twi-night doubleheader and then a night game last night. Here's the stretch by Wakefield. And the pitch to Billy Williams. And he takes a strike on the outside corner. 0-1. Tom Gorman is calling balls and strikes today. He's a former pitcher with the old New York Giants. A left-hander. Lou Walker coaching the third. Lou Klein coaching at first base for the Cubs. Brock on first. One out. First inning, there is no score. The game is only a couple of minutes old. Here's the pitch to Williams, and he swings and misses the slider, strike two. Throw to first by Gonder, and the runner's back. Old-style beer. Glad that you could be with us. Cubs will be home tomorrow, a League Day game against the Pirates. Bob Buehl will pitch against Pittsburgh. We'll have another single game on Saturday and a doubleheader Sunday with Pittsburgh. So it's a big weekend, the Cubs and the Pirates at Wrigley Field. Playing good ball. They're only 3.5 games out of first place. There goes Brock. The pitch is hit foul on a curveball down the right field line. Two strikes on Williams with Brock on first and one out. Bright, sunny, delightful day in New York. Boy, yesterday was hot and sticky. Last night, very humid. But the weather changed overnight. Here's the stretch by Wakefield. He keeps an eye on the runner. Now he backs off the rubber and takes a look at Brock and makes him walk back to first base. 0-2 pitch. He swings and he misses. He struck him out. The cleanup man, third baseman Ron Santo, batting 314. 7 home runs and 35 RBIs. Brock on first with 2 gone in the top of the first inning. Wakefield, a young right-hander, goes into the stretch. Here's a quick move to first base and Brock is back safely. Big plane coming in, ready to land at LaGuardia, which is just over here behind left field. Here's the stretch. Pitch to Santo, and he takes a ball down low. Ball one. Pitches a strike. Here's the throw by Gonder. It's bad. It goes into center field, but the shortstop McMillan goes down and picks it up before Brock can get up and go to third. Well, it's the 7th steal of the year for Brock, and the Cubs' 27th as a team. Fastball swung on and missed by Santo. And well-known author. One ball, two strikes on Santo. Brock at second base. Two gone here on the top of the first inning. Wakefield goes into the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul ball back here up over our head. Swing and a fly ball. Well hit left center. Left fielder going back. He's near the wall. It might be gone. It is a home run for Santo. Over the wall in left field. Left fielder Taylor leaped up and the ball disappeared, and it's a home run for Santo, and the Cubs lead 2-0. His 8th home run of the season, his 36th and 37th run batted in, and the Cubs have taken a 2-0 lead here in the first inning on a long drive by Santo. I'm afraid, Lou, that the wind might hang that ball up and enable Taylor to grab it. Swinger. A newly acquired Cub from the Milwaukee Braves. The pitch to Gabrielson is a fastball down the middle, strike one call. And whacks a foul behind the plate. Two strikes on Gabrielson. And he's been doing a bang-up job defensively. Made some sparkling plays at third. Here's the pitch. Curve and it's high. A ball and two strikes on Len Gabrielson. Wing and a drive in the left field. It's curving, slicing, might be fair. It is a foul ball down the left field line. And the pitch on the way to Gabrielson. There's a ball high and outside. Here's the pitch on the way. A swing and a bouncing ball up the middle. Second baseman Hunt goes to his right. Fields it and throws to Crane Pool for the out. So the Cubs are returning. single by Stewart and a home run by Santo. A stolen base with nobody left on. And at the end of half an inning at Shea Stadium in New York, it's the Cubs, too, and the New York Mets coming to bat. Leading off, and he swings and misses a high curveball to start the second inning. Cowan is back.
What happens, Jack?
Cubs must have some sort of a trick play ready to work because Bertel has gone over to the first base coach Klein to talk to him, and Rogers just went back to the on-deck circle to talk to Larry Jackson. The ball low and inside. Two balls and a strike to count on the batter. Swing and a line drive, center field, falling fast. It's in for a base hit. Bertel holds it at second base. Matter of fact, Bertel had to stop about two-thirds of the way, 2 seconds, for fear that Hickman might catch that ball, but he didn't. It fell in front of him, and then Bertel went into second base standing up. Bertel on second, he's slow. Rogers on first base, just average speed. There's one out. We're in the second. Here's Jackson squaring around a bunt. He was going to swing. The ball gets away from Gonder. He picks it up. He throws to third. A bad throw, and the runners go to second and third. Bolting pitch to Jackson. He's going to bunt. He misses the pitch completely on a safety squeeze, and Bertel hustles back to third. 1-1 delivery, and Jackson leans back from a curveball whipped in by Wakefield. Two balls and a strike. He checked his swing, and a pitch is a strike anyway, and Larry Jackson comes back, and he's arguing now with Tom Gorman. Jackson is now walking away from the batter's box, strolling around, and Gorman is right behind him, yelling into his ear. Ball two, strike two, the count on Larry Jackson. Wakefield, 2-2 pitch to Jackson. Curve swung on line, it's going to be foul, though, down the left field line. Bertel on third, Rogers on second. Here's the 2-2 pitch now. He swings and pops it up, out behind first base. It's dropping in foul territory. Crane Pool can't get to it. It lands in foul territory, out beyond the tarp roll out there, past the New York Mets dugout. Second and third and one out, the ball game in the second inning. This is WGN Radio, Chicago, the radio home of millions throughout Mid-America. Wakefield comes in with the 2-2 pitch, and he swings and lifts a foul ball out of play. Pitch to Larry Jackson. A swing and a foul ball out of play to the right. Wakefield again pitching. He tries to bunt. He misses. Now they got Bertel in a rundown. Gonder chases him back to Charlie Smith, and he tags him out. A 3-2 delivery, and he swings and grounds one to Charlie Smith, the third. Here's the throw across to Crane Pool, and it's in time, and Jackson and the Cubs are retired. In the second inning, no runs, one hit, a pass ball, and one man left on base. At the end of 1.5 at Shea Stadium in New York, it's the Cubs 2, the Mets nothing. Was forced then by Brock, and then Brock scored on a home run by Santo. So here is Jimmy Stewart, who last night had 4 out of 5. He's had 5 hits in a row now. And he leads off the third. The pitch by Wakefield swung on, a ground ball to the right side, and that's through for another base hit. Stewart singles to start the third inning. He's now had 6 consecutive hits. But he pulls the bat out of the way. The ball is thrown into the dirt and gets away from Gonder, and Stewart goes to second. Lead 2-0. We're in the third. Stewart on second takes a short lead. McMillan playing over near the bag, leaving a big hole between short and third. Brock takes a ball down low. The count on him is 2-0. The Brock swung on, popped up foul, out of play, behind the plate, into the seat. Stretch by Wakefield. The 2-1 pitch. Curve, and he swung and he missed it. The pitch was in on his fist. Pitch, curve, swung on and fouled. He got a piece of it and hit it behind the plate. Field is ready to work on Brock. Here's the 2-2 pitch, a high outside curveball that failed to do what he wanted to do, and the count has run to 3-2 now, full count. Swinging a long drive to left center. Bob Taylor moving over to his left, getting under the ball, and he grabs it. Stewart tags up, fakes it, and moves to third, and goes back to second base. Swings and lifts a high fly ball to left field. Bob Taylor coming in, getting under the ball. He's there, and he makes the catch, and Stewart goes back to second. Williamson, a short fly ball, very high, but in short left field, and Taylor got under it for out number 2. The pitch to Santo. Kerr swung on and popped up. Third baseman Charlie Smith goes into foul territory. He's under the ball. The wind blows it back into fair territory, and he makes the catch on the edge of the grass inside the foul line to retire the side. So Wakefield did all right after giving up a single and throwing a wild pitch. There was a man on second with nobody out. And then he got Brock, Williams, and Santo with no trouble at all. No runs and a hit. One man left on base. At the end of Cubs 2, the Mets nothing. 1-1 pitch to Gabrielson. A change of pace and it's outside. Two balls and a strike. Swing and a foul, and that hits him in his right knee. These batters are getting pounded by their own foul balls today in the batter's box. And a swing and a hot smash to the first baseman, painful. It bounces off his hand and goes into right field. Let's see what they call that. It was a hot smash right at Cranepool, and it bounced off his bare hand as he bent down to pick it up. He was down on one knee. It took a bad hop. Low outside, ball one. He threw a curveball away from him, but it was too far outside. Throw to first, and Big Gabrielson jumps back to the bag again. Word, Charlie Smith has it, throws to second base out. The throw to first is not in time. Charlie Smith went quickly to his right, grabbed that hot smash, stepped on third as he spun around to throw to second base, and got his fourth play on Gabrielson as he whipped his strike to Hunt covering second base. Ball takes a strike at the belt. Tom McCraw hit a home run for the White Sox, and the speedball count is on first base. There is one out. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike knee high, and Bertel looks back at Gorman. He didn't like the call. It's hard to believe the standings after seeing the Mets play this year that they've won only 18 and lost 36. They've lost twice as many as they've won. Against the Cubs, they look like champs. Here's a curve low outside, a snap throw to first, and Collins back. Bertel chokes up on that bat handle, maybe 3-4 inches. Cowan takes his lead. Stretch by Wakefield. And the pitch, the runner's going. A swing and a high fly ball to medium center field. Cowan goes halfway. Now he starts coming back to first. And the ball is caught by Hickman in short center. Two out. Andy got a hit his first time up. He singled up the middle. Keep an eye on Cowan. He's on first base, two gone. He may be gone with any pitch. The stretch, there he goes. The pitch is swung on and missed. Jesse Gonder's throw is in time, and he's out of second. Cowan is thrown out from Jesse Gonder to the second baseman, Ron Hunt, who put the tag on him. No runs, no hits. One error, nobody left on base. At the end of 3.5 innings of play, it's the Cubs 2 and the New York Mets nothing. Roger swings and taps it to Charlie Smith, the third. He's in pass, has it, throws to first, and he gets it. Ball outside. Ball on. We're in the fifth. Cubs 2, Mets nothing. Pitch. Down low. Jackson faked the bunt as he saw Charlie Smith playing him fairly deep at third. But the pitch was in the dirt. 2-0. Pitch. Jackson takes a strike. Letter high on the inside corner. 2-1. Fires a fastball. Strike! 2 called. Knee high on the outside part of the plate. Wind up. The 2-2 pitch to Jackson. He swings and he misses. He struck him out.